The physical connection between central stellar surface density and stellar spin in SAMI and MANGA nearby galaxies, by L. Cortes et al. The stellar surface density within the inner 1KPC, sigma 1, has become a popular tool for understanding the growth of galaxies and its connection with the quenching of star formation. The emerging picture suggests that building a central dense core is a necessary condition for quenching. However, it is not clear whether changes in sigma 1 trace changes in stellar kinematics and the growth of dispersion-dominated bulges. In this paper, we combine imaging from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey with stellar kinematics from the Sydney AO Multi-Object Integral Field Unit, SAMI, and mapping nearby galaxies at Apache Point Observatory, MANGA, surveys to quantify the correlation between sigma 1 and the proxy for stellar spin parameter within one effective radius, lambda re, for 1599 nearby galaxies. We show that, on the star-forming main sequence and at fixed stellar mass, changes in sigma 1 are mirrored by changes in lambda re. While forming stars, main sequence galaxies remain rotationally dominated systems, with their sigma 1 increasing but their stellar spin staying either constant or slightly increasing. The picture changes below the main sequence, where sigma 1 and lambda re are no longer correlated. Passive systems show a narrower range of sigma 1, but a wider range of lambda re compared to star-forming galaxies. Our results indicate that, from a structural point of view, passive galaxies are a more heterogeneous population than star-forming systems, and may have followed a variety of evolutionary paths. This also suggests that, if dispersion-dominated bulges still grow significantly at Z approximately zero, this generally takes place during, or after, the quenching phase. This was the physical connection between central stellar surface density and stellar spin in SAMI and MANGA nearby galaxies, by L. Cortes et al.